kicking off this edition of Redskins Nation with the Redskins' new offensive coordinator, Sean McVay.
Thanks for having me, Larry.
How about that? I remember when you came in here about 4 or 5 years ago, and you really didn't know what the future would hold, and you have been on a fast track. How do you feel?
Well, it feels great. You know, you just feel fortunate and blessed to continue to be part of this great organization. You know, Bruce Allen and Coach Jay Gruden, I'm just so thankful for the opportunity they've given me to continue to work here, and I'm really excited about the new challenge and looking forward to get going right away.
A lot of folks know of your background to some degree, but I'd like you to go into it a little bit because you grew up in a football household, your grandfather, a legendary person. And for those out there who don't know, tell us about it.
Well, my grandfather was a longtime general manager for the 49ers through all the Bill Walsh and George Seifert Super Bowls. So he was actually there for all five of those.
Wow.
And had a really wonderful career. He was a coach early on, you know, kind of did it the old school way where he started in high school, worked his way up, spent a bunch of time at a couple different college programs. And at one point, he was actually the head coach for the New York Giants. So it was, everybody remembers the miracle at the Meadowlands, you know, being familiar with the NFC East and those types of things. He was unfortunately the head coach at the time, and that never seems to work out
well. Who called that play, Sean?
I know, the victory.
Did he?
No, but he takes pride. He says, hey, well, at least the victory formation is in effect because of some of those mistakes that happened.
Yeah.
But it was a tough situation that he went through, but it ended up being a blessing in disguise for him where ended up, you know, changing jobs there, ended up with the 49ers in an executive role when Bill Walsh took over there back in the early 80s. And it was a great situation for him kind of moving forward where he spent about 20-plus years there and had a lot of success.
You got a big break when you were brought on board the Tampa Bay Bucs as an offensive assistant.
That's
where
right.
You worked directly with Jay.
That's correct.
Looking back, did you ever think this hookup would happen down the road like that?
You know, I think you're always hopeful and optimistic. I'm not one bit surprised that Jay's a head coach. I think that it happened so soon for Jay doesn't surprise me. For me, it is very surprising, but I'm excited about the opportunity and, you know, been blessed with some of the timing of the way that things have worked out where you're kind of in the right situation at the right time and been really fortunate to be around some great coaches that have kind of invested in me to kind of help my growth and development in a short amount of time to where you feel confident to be able to go to those next steps and do the things necessary to have that success in those roles.
You obviously know a lot of the players having been here and your quarterback, Robert Griffin III, and the question of leadership and the question of locker room tenor last year. I mean, three wins, nobody's happy in a locker room with three wins, but how would you assess his leadership capabilities and how he handled last year?
Well, I thought he handled it great. Anytime that you go 3-13, there's inevitably going to be some things that come out in a negative light because this is a production business. But I don't think that could be further from the truth as far as Robert's concerned. As soon as he came in, really in 2012, he has a charisma and a personality that people are naturally drawn to him. And I think everybody could kind of see that, the success he was immediately able to have and the spark that he brought our offense and our organization in general. You know, he raised the level of play of everybody around him. Clearly, we didn't do the things we wanted to do as a team last year. But I think for him, having handled the adversity the way that he did, where he was unfazed and remained even keeled throughout the course of that, I think it speaks volumes to who he is as a character in terms of his integrity and character. And looking forward, I think everybody believes in him and has extremely high expectations for what he's going to achieve moving forward, including myself and everybody else.
Sounds like me a little bit, what I say every day on the show. Sean, obviously things change. You got a new head coach. How will this offense change? If a fan watches this offense, and it's very early in the game.
Right.
I mean, Jay was just announced last week.
Right.
But sitting here in September, we're kicking it off. What kind of different type of offense do you think we're going to see?
You know, I think the thing that's unique about the situation and what makes Jay great as a coach is he's never going to be the type of guy that's going to say, hey, this is my offense and you're going to fit into it.
Right.
He's going to find, you know, what do our players do best? What does Robert do best? You know, what do the players around him, Jordan Reeds, the Pierre Garçons, the Logan Paulsons, Alfred Morris, what can I do to put my players in the most favorable situations to have that type of success? And I think, you know, with the things we were able to do the last 2 years offensively, there will be a lot of that stuff because from a foundation standpoint, there's a lot of really good things we were able to do. And you could see, you know, being top 10 in offense the last 2 years, there's a lot of good things we can build on. And I think we'll take a little bit of what Jay was able to do in Cincinnati and have the success he had over the last 3 years, kind of find the best way to mesh and mold those two together so that we can put those guys in situations to succeed on Sundays.
Other assistants still to be announced. They all have not been announced. But what kind of burden do you have on you? What are the next couple of months going to be like for Sean McVay? What are some of the top priorities you, because you're very organized, you're a workaholic like everybody else. Next couple of months, what's on your agenda?
You know, I think first and foremost, just trying to help Jay find the best guys specifically on offense to fill out the staff.
Right.
And as you know, there's a bunch of great coaches in this league that would love the opportunity to come here and work for this organization. We're in the process right now of interviewing those candidates and trying to fill out that staff. And, you know, Jay does a great job of targeting those guys, and I'm hopeful that I can kind of help throughout that process and figure out what exactly it is that we think, you know, those position coaches, the characteristics and traits we want to help our players reach their highest potential. But that's the first thing. You want to fill out your staff. And then secondly, figure out from a schematic standpoint, you know, which direction you want to go as free agency and the draft take place. So it's kind of going to be a combination throughout the next couple months of taking care of all those things leading up to OTAs.
You got to be excited because not only are you coming off a tough year, but you have a group of guys around you that you know. I mean,
right.
You got Jay Gruden. I mean, how excited are you about this opportunity?
You know, I'm extremely excited. You know, for him to have the confidence to put me in this position makes me want to work that much harder for him, make him right on that decision, you know, make Bruce and Mr. Snyder right on the decision to give me this opportunity. And I'm confident, based on some of the things I've been able to experience in a short period of time, that it is the right decision, and I'm going to work hard every day to continue to try to get better as a coach and build those relationships with our players and our coaching staff to do that.
Good luck, buddy.
I appreciate that.
Sean McVay, new offensive coordinator for the Washington Redskins. More of Redskins Nation after a timeout.